Live from CSUN 2010, this is Mike Olof, and I caught up with Marco here at the Mozilla Foundation, cruised over to the States all the way from Germany.
Hi there, Mike.
Hello. I wanted to kind of have you paint the big picture here of exactly what Mozilla is. We think of Firefox and even the new Thunderbird email, but kind of talk about Mozilla and what you do and what your goals are and your mission and so forth.
Okay. The Mozilla Foundation is a nonprofit organization that promotes web standards and web accessibility with the goal of providing a good internet experience to everybody, being it like any person with or without a disability. And Mozilla is doing all kinds of projects in and out of accessibility. So it's also working heavily with universities around the world to promote open source development. So everything Mozilla does is open source, it's free of charge, it doesn't cost you anything, and it also heavily depends on the worldwide community to participate, be it development, be it testing, be it, you know, promoting, marketing, any kind of, you know.
Well, and especially stuff. Accessibility, sometimes there is a downside to open source when it comes to accessibility, because it is an open standard and the authors can do it the way they want, or maybe there needs to be an education process to say, you know, keep this in mind, that with these few changes you make it accessible to persons maybe using screen reading or other technologies.
Yes. Mozilla is very keen on promoting web accessibility as well, so we are always telling people use the web content accessibility guidelines done by the W3C. We are making sure that all of our products are accessible, be it the Firefox browser, which supports screen readers on Windows and Linux right now. So,
And because we have them, I have to ask for our Macintosh listeners if anything is being done on that front.
We are currently looking for help on that front. I put out a blog post sometime in September of 2009. Excuse me. It's currently a there are currently some problems. One of them is that we are in need of help, especially with the slightly different accessibility APIs that Apple are providing. So if there's any listeners out there who are experienced Object-C programmers, get in touch with us, and we'll see if we can hook you up to our source repository, and if you'd like to help us.
Is there a particular email, or just go to mozilla.org, or where do
you
they
can,
go?
You can write to accessibility@mozilla.org, which is accessibility@mozilla.org. It'll get to the team, and we can help you. Or you hop onto the IRC channel, which is on irc.mozilla.org/accessibility. So that's the channel. That's the # accessibility channel on irc.mozilla.org, where you can find us and talk to us. And
right. So share your programming talents.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I wanted to ask you about Thunderbird, because we heard that this 3.0 is going to be fully accessible, and there's some use, but it doesn't appear to be full use of this email and, I guess, RSS software. So talk about Thunderbird and kind of where we are with it and what you're doing on that front.
Thunderbird 3.0 made a huge leap in accessibility compared to the previous version, which was Thunderbird 2.0. Thunderbird 2.0 was built on the Mozilla platform, which we call Gecko, that Firefox 2.0 was built on. Firefox 2.0 was sort of accessible. It had the first, you know, good accessibility on Windows, but no accessibility on Linux yet, and it didn't have all of the good features that Firefox 3.0 and 3.5 and now 3.6 have. So Thunderbird 3.0 is actually built on the same version of the Gecko platform that Firefox 3.5 is built on, which gives it Linux accessibility. It gives it accessibility on Windows for supporting the standard called iAccessible 2, which is a standard, an extension to the regular Microsoft Active Accessibility, which is now also being very much accepted by the industry. Adobe announced recently that they are going to support it in their PDF and Flash products. So iAccessible 2 is actually something that gives very flexible access to all kinds of rich content in both Firefox and Thunderbird. And the open source screen reader NVDA, which is also being supported by Mozilla, and also I know that Serotec System Access use it very heavily, benefit from that in that, you know, it is not necessary to do any kind of screen scraping or screen hooking to get to all content accessible to from Firefox and Thunderbird. So, and Thunderbird also made huge leaps in keyboard navigation accessibility and other forms. You know, it learned a lot from the improvements in the Gecko platform. So Thunderbird 3.0 now is a very, very accessible. It still has a couple of issues that we are working with the Thunderbird team, and some of them are also routed in the Gecko platform, which we are constantly improving. So, but version 3.0 is really something that I would consider usable, and compared to Thunderbird 2.0, it's a huge leap forward.
Berg, is there any software you work on outside of Firefox and Thunderbird in terms of accessibility and screen reading technology?
I personally work mostly on Firefox and Thunderbird.
Okay.
But any software vendors that actually use the Mozilla platform to build their software are free to contact us and ask, you know, if they run into accessibility problems, if we can help them solve these problems. So there's for example, a calendar extension to Thunderbird, which is called Lightning, which is basically working with us to make sure that they are keyboard accessible and exposing the correct information to Gecko so that Gecko can expose the information further on to the screen readers. And there are some other projects that use the Gecko platform, which we are in regular contact with to make sure that they are accessible.
So Thunderbird will allow the plugins like we have with Firefox so that programmers can add additional components.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
That's right. And if these authors follow the XML UI language we call XUL, XUL, which is what Firefox and Thunderbird UI is built on. And there are some rules that you have to follow as an extension author, regardless of being it for Firefox or Thunderbird, which will already account for like 85 to 90% of accessibility. And these rules are clearly spelled out in the Developer Center, Mozilla Developer Center, developer.mozilla.org. So if you're an extension author, look at these accessibility authoring guidelines, and if you follow them, your extension will most likely be accessible 90% of the way, if not even 100%.
And that's a good question. Do we know of blind, visually impaired folks writing extensions for either Firefox?
I personally don't know some people who do, but
that doesn't mean they don't exist. But
it doesn't mean they don't exist. That's correct. So, it's very possible. You know, there are some simple rules to follow, and if they are being followed, accessibility is almost a free gift. You don't have to do anything else.
Oh, very good. Marco with the Mozilla Foundation, we thank you for taking a few minutes to explain all this to our listeners, and
we wish you success.
And folks, check it out, mozilla.org, or send them an email, accessibility@mozilla.org, or the other one? developer.mozilla.org if you're on the coding side of things.
Right. And there's always ways to contact us, and we are watching a number of channels, so if you'd like to get in touch with us.
Are you on Twitter and Facebook?
I'm on both Twitter and Facebook. The name is Marco Zehe, Marco Zehe, and on Twitter it's this first name and last name spelled together, and on Facebook if you look in the search field and type my name in, or you can go to facebook.com/marco.zehe, you'll find me there.
Very good, Marco. Thanks a lot. We wish you well success with a great open standards project there, Mozilla.
Thank you, Mike, and have a good show.
All right, thank you. Live from CSUN 2010, this is Michael Off for SamNet Radio and the Serotalk.com blog and podcast.